Welcome to Open Your Mind Podcast. This is your host, Matt Kraft, and today, I know we already went over, you know, the New World Order religion. I'm not going through another part of New World Order today, maybe sometime next week, but today, we are going to talk about Trump, Harp, and Harvey. And the reason that, you know, I'm presenting this to you, and, you know, I'm not trying to hurt anybody that's, you know, down there, offend anybody, but it seems that, like, that even though Harp is shut down, we'll get into that, even though it's shut down, there's something fishy about these major hurricanes and how they end up in the same spot within a year span and so on and so forth. So let me start off with what is Harp. HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It was an ionospheric research program that was funded by the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. It started in 1993, and then, in 2007, the current, which obviously is not current, but it was current at the time, working IRI was completed. In May of 2013, it temporarily shut down, and in 2014, it permanently shut down. So, the purpose of HARP was to analyze the ionosphere and investigate the potential for developing ionospheric enhancement tech for radio communications and surveillance. Since it has been shut down, it's been filled up with conspiracies. How a couple of them include Hurricane Katrina, and how HARP did that, and how HARP caused the tsunami and the earthquake in Japan. And I know this, it was still going, but yet a lot of conspiracy theorists believe that it is still working and the government doesn't want us to know, and that's why all these things are happening, like Sandy and now Harvey. And I get it, you know, it may be hurricane month, tropical storm month, but there's something fishy about it, so we'll get into that too. So let me dig into my knowledge. So HARP was, or it still is, affecting people and their properties in the state of Texas. It's planning on to go through Louisiana and Louisville and so on and so forth. But you know, and I truly, and when I mean truly, I do truly feel sorry for them. And I see all these people donating money and stuff. So, you know, I'll keep you in my prayers. So Harvey is obviously the most recent disastrous hurricane. Started off as Category 2, and then it reached Category 3, Category 4, and it made landfall as Category 4, went offshore to become a tropical storm, and still a tropical storm, but it's on land still, and it's been dropping tons and tons of rain. So, yeah, so once we come back, we will discuss my own new Trump conspiracy. Thank you. Welcome back to Open Your Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Matt Kraft, and we just got done talking about HARP and Hurricane Harvey. So, I kind of didn't really do my digging, but I did enough of it to find some interesting article off of the website Architect. And let me go into Trump and his belief of climate change. He pulled out of the climate change deal or whatever it's called. And because one thing, he does not believe in global warming or climate change, and that's another conspiracy, so he must believe in that. And he does. So days before Harvey, though, this is where it gets interesting. Days before Harvey, Trump repealed and pretty much, pretty much took out this flood planning rules that I think FEMA set in place. It took some years to smartly make rules for flood planning. Then it just got taken away by Trump just days before Harvey. And so since he repealed it, and that's when, right around, Harvey made landfall. And let me get into, though, what this helped out with. It helped the country prepare for flooding. And it's not just, it's not really inward like South Dakota or Midwest. It's more where it's the more frequent flooding and in more frequent climate change places like the Gulf of Mexico area, the California coast and East Coast, those places where they experience the most climate change and more flooding due to it. And he repealed that, and then Harvey hit and it pretty much made landfall. So pretty much the thing that I found interesting, this is not part of the article now. The question I have to ask is, does Trump know about HAARP? And obviously he must, if he thinks climate change is a drill. But did he know that HAARP would make Harvey? That's the question that we need to answer. Because once again, since HAARP shut down, many conspiracies still fly around how it's still in use. It's just secret, though. It's, not really confirmed. And it's still being used. And it's still making these catastrophic hurricanes, earthquakes, so on and so forth. And so, did he know about HAARP? And if he did he know that HAARP and the people that isn't HAARP going to make this catastrophic hurricane? And I'm going to get more into HAARP, though, now, within the next minute. So, HAARP, once again, conspiracies say that HAARP created Katrina. HAARP created Sandy, not Sandy Hook, but Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. And HAARP mind controls, and pretty much the government's testing us through HAARP and manipulating the weather. So once we come back, hopefully we can reach a conclusion to the question, did Trump know that HAARP could have possibly made Harvey? Okay, so we have to try our best to stay on track with this. I don't want to confuse you guys, because I've written everything else down besides the answer to that question. How funny of me. No, actually, I really didn't write it down, no. But, so, did Trump know? And if it's possible, if he knew that HAARP was working, the people that can or could possibly be working for HAARP as of today and in the next few days, actually, did he know that they were going to make Harvey? Because the week before he repealed the flood planning rules, he tweeted something about Harvey, and he said, be prepared or whatever. Be ready or whatever. I don't remember exactly, but he said that and then he repealed it. So once again did he know Harvey was being made. Man-made, not nature-made, it was man-made, we'll say. So, let me see, where to start off. Well, I saw this post on Facebook. I'm pretty sure you could have saw it too. It's where it gives off five hurricane, major hurricanes like Erika, Katrina, what's the other one? I forgot, and then Harvey. And the weird thing is the dates. My sister pointed out the years, and I never noticed. I didn't even bother counting up the years. But there, each major hurricane that was listed on there, there was five once again, each one that was listed, it gave the possible landfall date, which was the 28th of August for each year. Not one, and then the year after it was, you know, three, four, five, something like that. It kept on increasing by two or something, I don't know. But, so, and it obviously said August 28th for each one. That's probably when each made landfall, and it all happened right in the same area. Texas, Louisiana, and stuff. And now, let's jump back on track with Harp and Trump and stuff. Sorry if I'm seem, you know, confused or anything, but, so, let's see. We possibly know that Trump has a new world order. They want to take control of the world and rule it, making everything one. That's probably off track. So, if we look at HAARP once again, sorry, HAARP can be still being used due to the fact that we're still having catastrophic earthquakes and hurricanes and weather related stuff, and HAARP can manipulate the atmosphere and so on and so forth. So instead of trying having me answer, I want you to do your research. You know, research major hurricanes that happened in August, starting with Katrina, obviously, because that's where it started. And do your research from there. And then go up to who possibly knew about HAARP, and is HAARP being used? Because, to be honest, I want you this time to figure it out. Because I'm hoping today, or possibly tomorrow, we're going to go over something very interesting. Kind of dates back to the WOW single, but it's modern day WOW single that just happened. Thank you for listening to Open Your Own Mind podcast.